off a, coming off a big win, but then having to face an opportunistic Bears team.
Yeah.
Good on defense.
Very good on defense on a short week, you know, all those things on the road. Obviously, we history has not treated us well in Soldier Field. So, obviously, we all want to be able to go up there and play well and get a win. I know the Bears are coming off a tough loss in the division, so they're going to be ripe and ready to play us. We're going to need our best. There's no doubt about it. I think this week, a lot of it's about, you know, recovery from the game, preparation, just being really, really sharp. Getting your bodies ready to go, and then getting your mind right to go up there and, you know, battle it out and get a tough win.
Is it a tough game to play coming off of a Monday night on a short week?
Yeah, it always is, especially when you know just the type of game this can be. It's going to be a physical game. They're a physical team. They do a lot of things very, very well. Defensively, you know, you see it in the way they play, what they preach. You know, it's all about, you know, flying to the ball, hitting you hard, trying to get the ball out. They do it better than anybody in the league, and so it's something we got to be prepared for.
Drew, it's a very sort of generic but popular theory that teams play better at home than the road, and especially a team with your kind of offense plays better in a dome than on the road. What's true about that, and what's false about that?
Well, I mean, I think you can say, hey, the weather conditions, the, you know, turf versus grass, and especially like a Soldier Field, you know, that's not like going and, you know, playing on grass in Arizona. You know, I mean, that's it's thicker. It looks like it's going to rain there all week, so it's probably going to be a muddy, kind of nasty surface, you know. So you just got to be prepared for all those things. And, you know, the game, as far as just in and out of your cuts, maybe things are a little slower. You just have to account for all those things. So as long as you know what to expect and you can prepare for it, I think that, I mean, you put your mind in the right place.
Drew, why are you better inside the dome, though? What, I mean, this particular game?
Well, fast track, yeah. Home atmosphere, you know, all those things. I mean, I think it's very common sense in that regard.
So how do you change your preparations to play on the grass or a surface like that?
Just make sure you have the right cleats and know the conditions, be able to prepare for them, and then, you know, does the, you know, potentially the game plan is altered or just modified slightly due to some of those things. But, you know, I can't think of many games that we've gone into, despite whatever weather conditions, you know, rain, snow, wind, that we haven't just executed our offense. We're going to execute our offense, but be mindful of those things.
Drew, what are the things you guard against with that kind of defense? I mean, do you preach ball security even more so? And also, do they give you more opportunities to make plays because they're going after the ball?
No, I wouldn't say. I mean, typically this has been a defense that does not give up a lot of big plays. I guess if you look at the stats this year, you know, they're probably more so than in years past. But it's still early. I think you can't really tell much from stats other than they've gotten the most turnovers, you know, of any defense in the league. And that's been perennial. I mean, that's been every year for the last 10 years, it seems like, you know. So that's the makeup of this defense. That's their mindset. That's their attitude. They preach it. They do it. So you certainly have to be mindful of that in your preparation.
Is it kind of interesting to you, or to say you start off 2009 4-0, you start off 2013 4-0, and the formulas are different, and yet you could still, you know, start off a season. Just your thoughts on, you know, being able to do that with different, you know, winning with different ways, you know, compared from one season to
the Yeah, I mean, I'd say, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and compare 09 throughout the year. I mean, I hope we get those questions because that means we're winning. But, you know, as I recall, those first four games in 09, we were winning by large margins. And, you know, the last two games we've won by large margins. But, you know, prior to that, those were right down to the wire, last possession, last play for that matter. So you at some point you're going to encounter those games, and the earlier they can happen, and when you have success early, then you gain confidence, you gain momentum, and those are things that serve you well as you move forward throughout the season.
I was actually a little surprised when you did sort of invite the 09 comparison the other night, the feeling being the same, or, you know, acknowledge the comparison. Is it okay to remember those feelings since you guys have been there before?
Well, yeah, because to be honest with you, that's those are the feelings that you love so much because, you know, those are championship feelings, and you want those feelings again. But every team is different, you know. Every championship journey, I think, is different. You know, you're going to face adversity at times. You know, you're going to have to, you know, battle through and win tough games and deal with injuries and do certain things at certain times. But, man, that's that's what makes the season special, is the journey and going through those things. And while you have to overcome some of those same things, they come, you know, at different times with different circumstances, and that's why every one of those seasons is different.
What are some of the things you miss about Jermall Bushrod?
Well, he's a great guy. He was his first year as a starter was that 09, you know, season. So obviously he was part of that Super Bowl championship team and a big part of it at the left tackle position. Was a mainstay, you know, never missed a game for, what, four consecutive years, 9, 10, 11, 12. So, you know, we all love Bush and wish him the best.
Every time a coach or a key player goes to another team and you play them, you're asked the questions about them, I guess, helping decipher the Rosetta Stone, so to say. How much can Cromer help them, or is that just completely overblown since he was here for so long?
Yeah, I mean, I guess technically he could take last year's playbook and give it to them, and they could have all our terminology and everything else, but it doesn't mean they know at what time we're running those plays. You know, I mean, I guess there's certain things about personnel and such, just strengths, weaknesses, what have you, just by seeing guys every day in practice. But, you know, I mean, there's such a game plan and so many specifics each week that you just kind of have, and you're thinking about executing that. I mean, how often, when I say just about every week in the NFL, there's got to be some type of, whether it was a coach or a player who's now playing for another team that he used to be at the year before, and I'm sure that happens quite often, and it is what it is.
Can you describe what Sean's like as a motivator?
I think one of Sean's greatest strengths is his ability to just motivate with factual information and telling you just how it is, and not being afraid of doing that. Because many times, in order to get ready to play every week, you have to know exactly what you're going into. And so his ability to give you kind of a roadmap to success each week. This is, if we do one thing this week, this is going to be it. And let's eliminate all this other stuff, and our focus needs to be right here. You know, these are the three things that we need to, that will get the job done this week. Here they are. Boom, boom, boom. We're going to lay it out very clearly and concisely. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think the biggest job of a head coach is to communicate a plan and a message very, very clearly, so there is no doubt where your focus is on game day.
Is that don't eat the cheese?
Absolutely, yeah. Don't eat the cheese has been a saying at times, many, many times over the last 8 years, going back to when we played Atlanta in the reopening of the Dome Monday night. Don't eat the cheese. It means don't read your press clippings. Don't allow everybody telling you how great you are, patting you on the back, to alter your mindset as to what got you there in the first place. And you focus on the process, and the result will take care of itself.
The rushing numbers haven't been good through the first four games with no seeming effect on the results. Is that something that needs to change, or are you good too early to?
No. We absolutely want to make improvements in that regard. There's a lot of things that haven't been up to par or good enough over the last 4 weeks. And, you know, we found other ways to win. But in the long run, there's definitely a lot of areas that we want to tighten up, and some of the run game is included in that.
You mentioned the turnover. Is turnover ratio the most important stat?
No doubt. Yes, it is. The percentage is, you know, as you look at it, when you're plus one, plus two, plus three in the turnover ratio in regards to how often you win, are astronomical. I think plus one makes you a 70% winner. And then plus two, plus three is like 93%, something ridiculous. So it's a huge stat.
We have time for one more.
Drew Darren Sproles is obviously a versatile player. How important is he to what you guys do?
He's very important because he can do so many things. He's a big matchup problem. You know, there's not many defensive guys that you would walk to and say, hey, you want to cover Darren Sproles one-on-one in the open field. I don't think many would want to do that. So his ability to obviously make plays out of the backfield are special, but he can do everything from the backfield as well. He can run inside, run outside. He can pick up pass protection. He's very smart, aware. Just a pound for pound, one of the best football players I've ever played with. I love his work ethic. I love his practice habits. Love his preparation, his mindset. I mean, everything about him. He is a true pro.
Talk a little bit about your connection with Jimmy Graham and kind of what makes him such a dynamic receiver.
Well, he's a big target. He's extremely athletic. He's got this fire and passion and will to succeed and to work at it, and he wants to be great, and he, I mean, that's all you want in a teammate and in a target.
How different is he maybe than the other tight end players that you've played with over the years?
Well, I mean, I played with some good ones. I mean, and here's the thing. You'd say your job as a quarterback, as a head coach, as a is to, you know, try to put guys in the best positions to succeed by utilizing their strengths. And a lot of times you take a player and it's like, okay, these are his strengths, but then he's got these weaknesses that we're going to stay away from, and we're just going to try to utilize the strengths. You then encounter certain players like Jimmy Graham where you just say, okay, this guy has the ability to have all strengths and no weaknesses, you know? Now, he's not there yet, but he is far outweighed on the strength side than the weakness side, and so you can sit there and say, well, there's just not much that we can't do with this guy, and that's a good thing.
Do